Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
David Harris, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I have no idea what you were talking about before, and I hope I'm not spoiling the mood, but I believe I meant to wish Kathy Kaler a very happy birthday today.
You really are. Absolutely, it is her birthday, and all of us here wishing from the morning show, wishing her all the best for the year. All right, I want to get your view on Imran Khan. We, of course, South Africans have followed his career because he's a cricketer, as probably have you. So he's quite well known to many of us. What are the indications in terms of him being the new Prime Minister?
First of all, yes, I'm a cricketer. I still play and have wonderful memories of him scaring the willies out of lots of people on a cricket field. The question is today whether he's going to be, you know, taking a lot of cricketing ideas and themes, you know, hitting the ball out of the park and so on and so forth into the prime ministership. It does look like he will be the prime minister. He's the largest single party. There will be some form of coalition in force. He very much has stood on a platform of pro-Pakistan, obviously, but very much sort of an independent Pakistan. Also trying to tackle poverty, and he's using that as the main reason he wants to be chummy with the Chinese, which is obviously going to be something of concern for people in the West, because Pakistan geographically is so close to China, and China, as we know, is always looking for some form of expansion, be it physical or economic, in a Western direction.
What do we know about him in terms of his attitude towards terror? Obviously, that region being one that is very concerning.
He has been extremely outspoken in his anger towards American policy in Pakistan and Afghanistan. One of his names has the epithet Taliban attached to his name. He's been somewhat defensive of Taliban, his party even suggesting that Taliban can open offices in Pakistan. He's very much opposed to drone strikes by the Americans in Pakistani territory, which obviously is understandable, but some of his logic is somewhat flawed. He said back in 2013 he doesn't understand why there are so many attacks by the Americans. He said the Americans, after all, claim there are about 100 extremists in the tribal areas, in which case why have they struck at about 1,000 people? And then he goes on to defend the tribal locals by saying, pretty much a direct quote, they are illiterate, therefore they could never pose a threat to the United States. Well, you and I know that those people hanging around the border areas between Pakistan and Afghanistan have been the bedrock of not only anti-American sentiment but also anti-American terror.
So we're actually not looking at somebody, you know, because of, I guess, of who he had married in the past, I guess because of his cricketing background, there was probably some kind of a comfort in it, but it's a false comfort. We're probably going to see a move towards further division with regard to relationships with the West.
With the West, it is likely. Look, I think that there'll be certain people out there, perhaps naively South Africans, English, Australians, anywhere where, you know, cricket is played, that will think, okay, we've got connections with this guy. Mm-hmm. He played in our country. He played for our local county, whatever it was. But I think that's going to be short-lived. People say he's very much his own man. We published an op-ed on the eve of the election from a Pakistani who was saying that it doesn't matter which of the politicians won the election, they would still be the puppet of the army, which has certainly been the case pretty much since 1947 when Pakistan came into being. But The feeling, if you read a lot of other experts, is that he's setting himself up, Khan is setting himself up to be his own man and may try to move away from the dominance of the army. The army, and more so the ISI, which is the secret service in Pakistan, have a very interesting relationship with terrorists. On the one hand, the West would argue they pay lip service to fighting terror. We do see operations against terrorists and so on. On the other hand, the main accusation from the West is that, if anything, they are complicit compliant. Remember, Osama bin Laden was hanging out in Pakistan, and the accusation from the West came, suggested that many in the security apparatus knew that he was there and were actually covering for him. So those are the types of things that he's going to be dabbling with. The question is, if he is his own man, which way will he go? People, just one more comment, I realize this is a long answer. People talk about him as being the Pakistani Donald Trump, which means to some extent that he's his own man. You're not quite sure which way the wind blows. But given that type of character, you can also imagine him clashing with the real Donald Trump.
And the implications for India?
He is very much on the side of the Mujahideen in Kashmir. He has spoken out in support of the Muslim fighters in that area. His party, through the election campaign, said anybody who is supportive of Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, is a traitor.
Wow, so we're really not seeing any form of conciliatory behavior aside from the relationship with China, which is obviously economically based.
Absolutely. That's certainly what we're seeing so far. But between election rhetoric and what happens in real life, as we know, in every country, but especially somewhere that's particularly volatile, can be very, very different. And we might find that he and his party calm down somewhat. But certainly a pro-Islamist agenda, certainly in terms of lip service, an anti-American agenda. So it's going to be interesting times. And don't forget that America still sees Pakistan to some extent, and it was much more so the case under Obama, but still sees Pakistan as an ally in the war on terror. And just a word on Obama, Obama also had something of a problematic relationship with Pakistan. It's never been plain sailing, but they do see that Pakistan is as much a victim of terror as it is, to any extent, a defender of it. And I'm sure that the Trump administration will be appealing to that side of Imran Khan's mind.
Absolutely fascinating. When will we have a definitive answer that he will or will not be heading up the government?
His party said within 2 weeks. I think the actual date they said was August 14th. They would say they'd know by then if they're going to be the next government. But it certainly seems that it will be.
Right. Well, I mean, there doesn't seem to be anybody else that has claimed this level of victory in terms of the polls.
No.
All right. Certainly going to be an interesting space that we're going to keep an eye on. That is David Harris from the Clarion Project talking to us, keeping an eye on Terra and on the many, many moving parts that keep moving on a constant basis. It is 8:55. David Harris, you have a fantastic week.